sushi may be synonymous with Japan, but the Japanese are losing their appetite for fish. A government study shows the average consumption of seafood in the country has dropped below that of meat. That's forced those in the fishing industry to take unusual measures to get people to eat their products. Akiko Fujita reports from Tokyo.
Members of the Japanese band Gyoko call themselves fish rockers, and they take that label seriously. Lead singer Tsurizao Morita is a third-generation fishmonger who sports a headband worn by sushi chefs. Fellow band members wear fishing waders. They cut up a real tuna head at every concert, and they only sing about fish. Their debut single called Maguro explains where tuna comes from and tells the story of fishermen who catch them. It's one of a handful of songs the band's released to educate consumers about the fish they eat. People these days can't tell the difference between the fish, Morita says. We're supposed to be a country known for seafood, but fewer and fewer Japanese have any appreciation for it. Morita's decision to go rock stems from the country's changing eating habits. In 2006, the per capita consumption of seafood dropped below meat for the first time, and it's remained there ever since. The government says the number of fish stores has decreased nearly 15% in just 5 years. Morita says he's noticed a decline in his own fish market just outside of Tokyo. Some longtime fishmongers are closing their doors because they can't find anybody to take over their business, Morita says. Others are getting out of the fishing industry altogether because of poor sales. Those who remain are taking unusual steps to make seafood attractive again. One fishmonger started selling fish fillets that are easier to eat than fish with bones. At Tokyo's Tsukiji Fish Market, a longtime fishmonger has come up with a three-month fish course that covers everything from marine life to tips on how to cook fish. Deboning fish and a sashimi taste test are part of the curriculum. This woman says she signed up for the class to learn how to prepare fish. She says she likes eating it, she just has no idea how to cook it. The changing Japanese appetite reflects the country's changing lifestyle and demographics. The government says more teens are eating separately from their families. The growing elderly population is sticking to meat to avoid risk of choking on fish bones. In the trendy Shibuya district, teenager Hiromichi Fukai says he would eat fish if it didn't smell so fishy and have so many bones. High school student Yuri Namai says, "I eat meat for dinner most nights. It's so much easier to prepare than fish." Singer Tsurizao Morita hopes his songs will change the eating habits of teens and young kids. Gyoko's first single sold tens of thousands of copies. A few years ago, Japan's fisheries agency asked the band to host a joint press conference to release their single, Fish Heaven. It claims eating fish makes people smarter and healthier. The song's played in supermarkets across the country now, and Morita says it's a sign that his message is getting out. He says customers stop by to buy fish after watching one of Gyoko's concerts. They tell him their children started to eat fish after hearing Morita's songs. He says that motivates him to produce more songs. And so far, Morita's fish rock is keeping him from singing the blues. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.
Fish Rock wraps it up for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening. We're back tomorrow.